Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Zed Run Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's Sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all our free picks and podcasts. Welcome back to episode 8 of the Zed Run Gambling Podcast. This is our How to Take a Dive episode with Sean Green. I am your host, the man of the desert, Scott Bowser, and the Wolf of Oaklawn is out of town with the family this week. So I got coming in, co-founder of the network, co-host of the Sports Gambling Podcast, Mr. Sean Stacking the Money Green. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, what's happening, Bowser? Thanks for having me on the Zed Run show, and looking to dominate.
Yeah, dude. No, this we're here to build up, try and be a positive, you know, because there's a lot of negativity in the game right now with the market not being as good as it was a few months ago. There's other factors at play too, and I mean, I could sit here and hammer all day like my gripes with the racing structure and tournament structure and this and that. But at the end of the day, I feel like right now that they've been taking enough chances lately, and there's a few swing and a miss. So it's like, if they go back to some of that stuff in a few weeks, I'm going to be like, hey, what the fuck? We all saw that didn't work last time. And like, let's build off what works and get rid of what doesn't kind of thing.
Yeah, no. And I hadn't raced the horses in a while, but you said like, hey, you know, run, take a risk a bunch, and we'll do some analysis on the episode. So I was firing up the old girl today and just running all these discovery races. First off, I did some of the newer, cooler tracks I thought were pretty sweet. Shout out to the Budweiser course. That thing was pretty badass.
That's the official beer of Zed Run, which is pretty cool.
Like, yeah.
It was Stella before. That's where, I mean, yeah, taste-wise, that might be a downgrade, but in terms of overall corporate branding, you can't, you know.
The king of beers. Yeah, instead of the Clydesdales, you're going to see the Budweiser commercials. You know, they'll have Zed Run horses dragging the sleigh instead of those the Clydesdales. So, yeah, no, I thought it was pretty sweet. Like the music, the updated music sounds good. The camera angles, just the overall flow and product in general seems like it's gotten better, even just from a couple months ago when I was racing a bunch.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like especially like dude, like when they were doing like the Star Wars promotion, like you're right, some of these new tracks are pretty cool. Like they just, and like I'll be honest, I don't really watch races anymore. Because like I've learned that like what you see on the screen, we've uncovered that in our Dan Chen episode. It's like it's not actually a represent. It's basically the algorithm takes the race results and then presents it in the most interesting way, like possible. So it's like it's better to look at your overall speed and time and stuff like that at the end of it all.
I like it. You're living in a post watching the race world where even watching the race live doesn't get you excited and fired up.
I just want to see which horses got the flames at the beginning and then what the results were. That's all I really give a shit about. But you know what? I just wanted to let everybody know that the Zed Run Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET, as we all know. Make sure you get down on WynnBET's $50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. And don't forget about the ultimate fantasy football experience. I'm a big fantasy guy. Sean's a big fantasy guy.
Oh, yeah.
We live and breathe best ball drafts from starting in March, baby. This is a D-Gens only zone over here. But if you bet $500 plus on sports or casino before July 31st, 2022, you get entered to win in the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at Encore Beach Club, including a two-night stay at Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. Multiple entries are allowed. So if you would, a 12-man league, if you got 12 entries at it, you got a decent shot. Like, get everybody on board with this. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Woo.
Nailed it. Yeah. Nice work.
Yeah, you know, I've been really putting the off the hours work. I've been, you know, put work around here into two things: checking Zed stats and reading ads, pulling ads. So, you know. But yeah, dude. So this is the how to take a dive one, because I feel like, you know, I mean, you don't strike me as the kind of guy who likes to take a dive.
No, I hated the process. I hate intentionally losing. But you know, when it comes to Zed, I'm open to suggestions.
Well, here's the way I look at it. If you got a 20% winner, and let's say that's a 20% overall winner, including like free tourneys and stuff, but you're able to grind out like that 15%. I think 15% is kind of my magic number. Maybe like closer to 13, but really 15. You can grind out a 15% paid racehorse. You are fucking profiting. Because there's no rake on them. It's split evenly. And so it's 60% of the pool goes to first, 40% to second. It's a 60-25-15 split. So if you can consistently get that 15% at those 6-to-1, basically, right? And then from there, we're going to try and hit that top three just enough to pad our numbers there. That turns into a pretty profitable little fucking horse. And so the way we get there, though.
Yeah.
So it's like, but we can't do this every single race, because if we do that, you're going to end up, and your horse, even like, I have a horse that's pretty good right now, that's just kind of stuck in class one. And even trying to downclass him, sometimes he'll finish second because he's good, but he's not good enough to win there. So it's really, really frustrating right now, because he's constantly finishing second through six in class one. And I know if I can get him down to like class three, I can get him in that class three, class two zone, where I'm kind of keeping him on that line, going back and forth, like dominating class three, maybe taking a couple of L's in class two to get him back down there and keep that train going. And so with some of these analytics sites I've been using lately, what makes it really, really cool, dude, is like, you can kind of look at like, okay, here's what I'm doing in paid races only in class three. Here's what I'm doing in free race, you know, and you can see where you need to make the adjustments. So it's like with the free race tournament format, I don't see a real reason to play those to win them anymore. I feel like you use those as free bullets for tanking, and then you use your paid money when you get to that desired level and you hit your desired distance preference.
Yeah. No, there's definitely something to that.
Yeah. So okay, here's what I've kind of learned is like, it's almost like once you dial in your distance preference, and this is really, really hard for the mid distance preference, which your horse Take a Risk, which we're going to really dive into here in a little bit. But like he appears right now to be more of a mid distance runner right there in the middle, which is great. I feel for breeding, because you can breed him. If you were to start collecting Genesis females the way I have, or I now have three of them to go with my male, but like, so I can do a full breeding cycle with all of them now every month. I can pop out three on his covers on my own. But so like with Take a Risk, it's like he's in that middle zone. So you could ideally find mares that are sprinters and marathoners, and maybe get and ideally those horses are going to be able to straddle the line between the mid distance and whatever the mother's preference is.
So, So have you figured out as far as breeding, is there any particular formula? Whereas you were mentioning, hey, the females, they have these kind of traits that seem to pass on. The males have these kind of traits. Does it seem, you know, they say baldness comes from your mom, mom's side of the family. Thank you, mom. Have you uncovered any sort of, hey, these tendencies come from the mom, these come from the dad? Do they break it down in between those, or is it kind of random?
I think it's broken down between them, especially at distance preference right now. Now, on the old breeding algorithm, it was pretty fucking random. So you could ideally have two Genesis donkeys create like the next greatest thing. You know, like that was very possible in the old one. This one, it's a little more specific, but it's cool because like I said, it's more about the distance preferences. Because if you could really dial in a distance preference, like two 2,400 meter horses, okay? And you breed them together to create that 2,400 meter offspring. If you breed them enough times, you're eventually going to hit that horse that has, they're most likely they're all going to have a pretty good distance preference for that. But then you're going to hit one eventually that's going to have a really high variance score to go with it. So what you're looking for is, like, to me, the magic three are base ability, distance preference, and variance score. So your base ability is just like your overall muscle, you know, and they tend to be down the line based on, like, if you're going to go on like a, like let's say like an MLB kind of scouting scale where it's like a 90 through 40 scale or whatever. But like I would say like the Nakamoto Z1s are like 95s. Then the Z2s are 90s. Then the Zabo Z3 Genesis would be 85. Zabo Z4 Genesis would be 80s. And then like the Finneys are like would be 75, 65. And then the Buterins would be like 60, 55, 50. If that, you know, like, so, but like some, like technically these horses could have a higher or lower one than the average base ability for their, you know? So you're looking for a horse that has a bet around that base ability or higher. And then you also want them to have that distance preference that lines up all right with the other one. And so if you get enough of ability and enough preference, now you're rolling the dice on the variance, because that's just completely random. Like there's no rhyme or reason to why that's assigned to each breed. That's why you can technically get good horses from bad breed, because the high variance is, like, especially like if you get a horse with like a 75, 80 variance score. Like I have a Z20 Buterin exclusive that has a 75 variance score, basically, where she has no business.
Are you able to determine your variance score, or is that just something you figure out from?
Yeah, I've been going to there's a Zedge tool, and they have a Buterin barn that's free. So I've been going to that to find these, but I noticed they haven't updated in a while. So I feel like I have horses that I've ran that I've discovered new things about that aren't showing on that version yet. So I'm thinking about,
I like it.
Maybe, you know,
you're
what's up?
Yeah, I just like how you're even ahead of the Zed Run tools. Like the Zed Run tools are scraping data, coming up with, you know, ways to determine, like you said, variance scores, and you're already pricing them out by saying, no, actually, I've done a little research, and I love it.
But like, I do think there's something to like the stuff that's over a lot of it right now, and like, but that variance score, dude, like I have that one where it said she's a 75. Dude, and she's like a legit 13% winner, like U-shaped horse. She's got that perfect U, and that's what that variance score does. Because when the variance is on, she's going to dominate. When the variance is turned off, she's going to finish dead last. So these are the most beautiful horses in the game, because these are ones that we don't have to worry about taking a dive with. They're just going to do that naturally with their own weird pattern.
Yeah, no, that's great. You don't have to even work in, you know, like you said, take it intentionally losing, because and in my head, it's hard. How would you intentionally lose? But I think what you're saying, your overall thesis is that if you know enough about the horse's distance preference, you can intentionally make them take dives by racing them at not ideal lengths.
Yes.
Thus putting them down to a certain class where they can dominate.
Where you can put them at the preferred distance and collect that fucking money. Exactly.
Is that your thesis?
That would be my thesis. Yeah.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's kind of a, I do think it's kind of a D-gens only grinded out approach. And it does feel, and it does feel like we're like doing some like shady mob activity where it's like, we have like, oh, dude, yeah, we're going to have our horse run and take a dive in this race today so we can cash in later. And like, dude, I mean, ideally you could start colluding where, I'll run my class three at his dive, but it also happens to be yours is best distance. And we flip flop kind of, but see, and now,
oh yeah,
you know? And so like we go back, if like you could find two horses that match up like that, you could really do something there. And they gate preference is a thing, but it's not turned on right now. So when they do turn on gate preference, you could even do that further. If you know a certain horse in that field, like preference is gate eight, and you pop like, and then second preference is like gate four or something, and you pop yours, or you're able to pop yours in those two spots at alternate preferences in an attempt to fucking like give yourself an edge. Like,
yeah. And we probably need to set up a, like, I feel like if you, you know, there, we need to form some sort of Zed syndicate where it's like us two and 10 other guys, and we're just coming in, filling up the race. What is it? 12 gates, right? So filling up the entire race right away. And then, oh, hey, this is a 1600 meter. We want to take a risk to win this one. So we'll race. Hey, bring in your sprinters that can't hit the 1600 meter. And then, you know, really alternate. There's a lot you could do with this. You really got my own.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's like, it's technically not cheating, 'cause like we can't control any of it.
No,
we're just trying to play the math to our advantage as much as possible. Yeah, but I guess it could be like the bid club, like bidding on concrete garbage routes, where it's like, no, dude, it's fucking Chase's turn to win this race, like, or whatever.
Yeah,
but you would have to have stables big enough to be able to like handle having enough runners at every distance and all this stuff. So it's like, and I do think like it also depends on your overall stable strategy. What kind of stable do you want to be? You know, and I think that's a question everybody should be asking themselves with it. But with with setting up a stable syndicate, now that makes it more interesting, because you could technically have subcontractors within the stable syndicate.
I wake up every morning and I look myself in the eye and I go, what kind of stable master do you want to be? What kind of stable are you trying to build and put together? I just want to, I want to build a fun run and gun team that wins big, loses big. Anything that's not boring is really what I'm looking for stable wise.
So yeah, what I would do is just start, because like there was that horse a few weeks ago. Remember I told you, I was like, hey, this one's pretty good, and it won like right away for you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. No, and, yeah, you nailed it.
And but it was like I had been following her mother and thinking about buying her, but I realized the distance preferences didn't quite line up with the horses I have right now. So I was kind of like, you know what? Instead of getting her, I'll get one of these other ones, take a shot on one of them. But I kept noticing this daughter of hers that's like really fucking good. And I was like, hey, if you're looking for a horse that's cheap right now, that's on the market, fucking get this one, dude. It's blowing people off the track, dude. It's like something like a 13% paid race winner. So, I mean, if we, you know, what's her name again? Let's look up her, dude.
Oh, yeah. Let me look, click back on the stable.
You know what stable building reminds me of? It reminds me of building my fantasy football squads. And Sean, you know what? It's time for a Sleeper, which is one of the fastest growing fantasy platforms out there. You like how I
love
did
it.
That? You like that segue?
Yes. Perfect.
It's got millions of players. And I mean, I already have a league on there. I'm sure you do too. It's a game-changing product unlike anything else in the industry. And now you can make money on Sleeper too by using their new over-under game. It's very simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. For example, number of points in basketball or hits in baseball. Then choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the money you put in. The main reason I'm really excited about it is that we can... me, Sean, and all the other DGens at the SGPN network here, we can go on there and join contests together. It's got a built-in group chat where we can copy and paste each other's picks. And with a quick tap of a button, it's very easy. So stop what you're doing right now, download Sleeper, and play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you know.
Nice nice transition.
Yeah, I was trying to really do that one just right, and I nailed it. Okay, so what was that other horse? I'm in your stable right now, actually.
Yeah. Was it Rat Dog? No.
Yeah, it's Rat Dog. Rat Dog, dude.
Okay, yeah.
It's a horse that you're like, okay, now let's look at Rat Dog here. First off, oh, she is down at class 6, which is great. That's the lowest class there is. We talk about tanking to win. This is a horse that's already tanked to win. She's ran 864 races, and with an 11% winning percentage, 18% second place or first or second, 26% first, second, or third. So, I mean, dude, you could pretty much, like, one out of every four, she's going to cash for you. And an 11% win rate, that's close enough to what we're looking for in that 13 to 15% range, where I think we might be able to manipulate her into a little bit better running.
Yeah. What do you think of her as far as, like, you know, I don't know, her distance. How am I going to make some money off her? Right. Should I be breeding?
Well, let's take a look. I know her mom, Magic Magnolia, I believe was a marathon distance preference. So I'm just going to use that as the info, and we're going to go through her history here, because it looks like she's been losing consistently, or eighth or under, which gives you negative points in the class system. This is why she's down in class 6. But yeah, she's lost consistently enough to where she's down there. Just look at these last, like, leading her last race, she finished 5th at 1600, but before that 1411, 1011, 1408, 2012, 2012 and 9. So I mean, let's get in, because it's like, well, where are the wins coming from? You know, like, there's got to be wins. You don't have that high of a winning percentage with that. But, like, she's clearly been tanked down, dude. This is, like, a perfect time to run her. But, so we're going to go to another site I like to use. We're going to go to MJ Informatics. Go over
here. Yeah, so.
Now this is
take a risk.
What's up?
Sorry. And also, I know we're talking about tanking, but if within our stable, if you think any of these horses should breed together, totally open for some on-air sex between our horses. Well, it is fun.
What's Rat Dog again? A Z12? Honestly, dude, Rat Dog as a Z12 Buterin mare, dude, let me take a look at her kids. She looks solid to breed with, take a risk, I think, where you could get that marathon leaning Z20. And if you hit that variance lottery, you score, dude. Like, I have a Z20 Buterin too. That's fucking really good, dude.
All right. I'm going to put Rat Dog hit breed. Okay. Right. And then I go back and I hit take a risk, hit.
You're going to want to put take a risk in the stud barn first.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
I can't get her thing to show up.
That's right.
On.
You need it. Take a risk actually is in a race. I forgot I entered him into a race.
So, he can't race to fuck at the same time, dude. That's not good.
That'll be the next update where you can run and breed at the same time.
Get right off the fucking come right off the track into the breeding stable, all hot and heavy, ready to go. Yeah, I see it, dude. All right, let's take a look at Rat Dog's kids, because she's got some, and let's get an idea if she has bred something worthwhile already, because then that gives us a better idea. Now, her breeding with a Genesis always gives that horse a leg up, because that horse is gonna have at least one Genesis parent. Closer you are to Genesis, the more consistent the horse should be, ideally. Okay, but she's got, looks like most of her kids aren't really raced. Like, they're raced like 0 to 10 times. So I can't really use any data. But Fierce Grape, a daughter of hers, has 183 paid races with a 7.1 win percentage there. That's not bad. That's something you can build on, you know?
Okay.
Like, that's not completely horrible.
That's what I always like to hear. Not completely horrible. Yeah. That's a good sign.
All right. I had to change browsers here. Let's get into Rat Dog.
I know we're not doing video, but the tabs that are open on Scott's Zoom is tremendous. He is, yeah. It's those day traders who have like 8 different screens, but Scott's screens are all just deep Zen analytics.
Dude, well, now I got the a special fucking browser extension for Zed that went on in Zed. Dude, I'll bring that up on here and show you because it's pretty insane. It's legit pretty intense, dude. But I want to show you your horse on here first because I do feel like we'll take a look at her over the last few months. Okay, see, now check it out, dude. We can take a look right here. See this thing, this line calling her? Okay, first off, we have all the distances, okay? We have the average class she's racing at each distance. So we know at 1600, she's only raced there once, and that's in class 6, okay? So now the average place at each one. So like at 1,000, she's averaging 4.65. Dude, that's pretty decent, dude. You know? And look at, she's got a 64% fire percentage there. That's her highest one. She's also had 89 races there. That's a decent enough sample size where we can be like, okay, with a 21 fucking percent win rate at 1,000 alone, dude, you have yourself a sprinter, my friend. A 43% first through third. You have a sprinter that's already tanked down. That's a beautiful.
That's awesome.
That's a beautiful thing to have. You could run her right now at 1,000, dude, for $2.50 in class 6, and I think you'll crush it.
So should I do that now?
Hell yeah, dude. Pop that in there, baby. And so
all right.
Now, see, this chart is like one of my favorite charts on this site, dude. So what this chart does is it shows you, and it'll show you the free, the paid, and which class, every different class, right? And what the white is the average horse at this class, essentially, and what they run this speed at. The red is what your horse is. So see how, this is a good example of she can tank at distance and do all right, because, like, she's, like, consistently behind the curve here on all these. See how the white is consistently kind of ahead of the red tailing behind.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, you're right. The 1,000 is the sweet spot for this horse.
Yeah, because like you can see how you're ahead of the curve here. 1,200 might even be doable too, dude. Honestly, I mean, just look at 23% first through third, 35% fourth through six. Like if you were running this horse at 1,000 yard where the finals for the tournament of a pity point are at 1,000, you could run her at 1,200. And then once she makes the finals at 1,000, you're looking really good. Or quarterfinals. Yeah, yeah. So that's like a little like game theory. But like, dude, like watch. When we get over here, now we're looking into the speed stuff. Because it's like we can see where your best tank distances are right through all here, where you're going to be in the A-shape range, and then where you're going to be on that podium. So like at 1,000 though, dude, this horse is fucking incredible, dude. But what's funny is there's a fucking no profit there. So that's what we're going to turn around, bro. We're going to use this data to our knowledge and fucking bang you out some profit there. We know consistently.
Let's go.
We know consistently over time, she's going to win you fucking good money at that distance, dude. And we just got to use this other data to get her down, to keep her down in class to where the money pays for itself. Now, as we get over here, okay, we get into the average kilometers per hour thing or whatever. So, dude, her fastest speed is clearly at 1,000. And then she's also decent at 1,200 and 1,400. Once again, all fitting in with a sprinter profile with a dominant fucking preference.
Let's go. I am awaiting. I'm 6 horses left for the 1,000-meter race for Rat Dog that you recommended. Yeah. So I'll keep you posted with the updates on that, Scott.
And so this is like where you're like the deviation stuff and like what you're doing overall versus Zed. So as you see overall in the game, these numbers aren't that great. But as we've seen below down here and up here per class, we're fucking looking great. So I can just look at, let's just look at the paid races only. We can just switch.
Oh
to that.
Yeah.
You know, let's get into the, let's follow the money, baby. That's what we do around here. Follow the freaking money. But you know what I like to do is while I'm checking the money in the morning is I really like to have some nice freshly roasted coffee, Sean. And,
yeah.
And Trade Coffee, as you know, has freshly roasted beans from 60 of the country's best craft roasters, you know. Small business guys like us, you know, that exactly. pay farmers fair prices to sustainably source the best beans from around the world. And this stuff's incredible. Like, I just heard you talking about it the other day where it's like syncs up your mail room at the office.
Hey, yep, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, it smells great. Love Trade Coffee. And again, it's just great to get fresh roasted beans delivered to your place.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, you definitely want to get it. You basically submit a little survey and like other stuff, like for wine or whatever. It matches you with your preferences and gives you the best coffee for you. And so they're pretty cool over there. There's over 750,000 positive reviews. So right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. That's a real tongue twister.
Drink Trade. Let's go.
Okay, but dude, now when we get into these paid races here, this is interesting. We're seeing 1,000 first through third, 17%, and we'll take that to the bank all day. But so far, and like, dude, this is a very small sample size. There's only three races, but you're seeing a 33% return so far in first through third at 1,200. So you might want to work in a little more races at 1,200 too. But I would stick to the 1,000. Like, dude, we have a 23 paid race window there letting us know that even though it's only a 4.35 win percentage, I think there's something more to it.
Yeah. No, I'm totally down. I'm totally down for learning and how you're laying out the case. Honestly, the most impactful or like the easiest thing is these triangle visual things, dude, that you're pointing out. Just like, it makes it very clear where the horse should be running. I mean, the derivative stuff, it gets a little heady, but the triangle is very easy to break down.
Well, that's why this is like my favorite of the analytics sites. Cause you can do all this stuff and like, it depends on what your gig it like, look, I could even switch this over to like, there's like a, like more of a text version. If you're more of a text person, and then there's more of a, like I can sort it any which way. And then you get down into here, we start getting into these different graphs and we can start doing this by distance, by chart, by gate, what's going on. Like, there's a lot of stuff we can dial in down here. So, like, yeah, that's why I recommend this site to a lot of people, because whatever
you... Can you scroll down to the gate preference? So now you're telling me that gate preference isn't worked in.
Okay, and yet it's worked in, but it's not turned on.
Okay. All right. So in the gate history, it shows the number of races it's run at the different gates, but it's not... and then I see on the other side it shows the place, so it does look like a pretty scattershot. 5, 6, and 12 seem to be the best gate, but it's, you know, they all have 4 versus 3, so I don't know.
Yeah. It's like this is like the number of races you've ran at each gate. This is like the stuff you've done at each one, you know. So I mean, it's a whole. But, like, yeah, as you see, there's a lot going on here. And then, like, right here, you start getting, like, the speeds, like, the fire percentages and stuff. I don't really know too much about, like, the fire basically is, like, the horses with the three flames are in whatever, I think it's something like 10,000 simulations. Like, they simulate the race 10,000 times. The three that hit the podium the most times in that simulation get the three flames. And so, like, yeah, chances are sometimes it's really obvious, like, when there's like a shark that's like downclass his horse to a lower level and is just gonna get flames and win that race pretty much no matter what. Like, I mean, you're gonna get those moments, but like, anything can happen when they're using flames for a sample size that big. And what it's not taking into consideration is horses that win a lot. because it's I might the horses that get flames might be horses that are consistently getting second and third, but not actually winning. Where I would rather have that U shape, where I want to see what their percentage is at dead last with flames. That's a great way to find out if they have that U shape. If they're drawing flames and finishing dead last by a mile, you know that thing was variance turned off. And when it turns on, it's going to smoke everybody by that much.
Yeah. No, that's a great, great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've seen like consistently bad stuff and it's a high variance, that's when you're looking to buy, because it's kind of about, you know, obviously set up to bounce back.
Now, I mean, the top guys in the game are really sharp to this. And I swear, like the fucking, whatchamacallit, the guys over at Arbitrage Racing, which is like the top stable in the game, basically. The second someone has a good Nakamoto horse that gets flames and finishes dead last, they're putting a bid on it. You know, like like they know what they have there, and they know how to run their horses very well too. So it's like, if you really want like a how to kind of run it at different distances to get the most out of staying in a class and maximizing your profits, just look. I mean, yeah, we don't have the Z1, Z2s that these Z3s that these guys do with all this balls behind it, but we can see how they use those in class one and class two and apply that logic to class four, class five with our Nakamotos and stuff. I mean, our Buterins and Finneys and whatnot. Like, so I do think there's lessons to be learned from these top guys, even though we don't have the kind of muscle they do. All right.
Yep.
Now let's get into, all right, did you want to really go through the looking glass here? Cause I am going to, oh, hold on.
Trying to steal Bowser's MetaMask password as he's typing it in. So I can hack his stable.
Yeah, you want to get in on the stable? Speaking of being hacked,
let's go.
Let's get into it, man, because you know that just browsing online, Sean, incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy. You know, that's right. Without added security, you might as well just be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands, especially your stable. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed, your computers, your tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. When you're streaming media, whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing the world everything you stream, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP.
100%. Nailed it.
Yeah. You know, and it organically fits into the theme of the show as well. That's really what I'm most proud of.
No, honestly, if you got a bunch of crypto or your MetaMask, like that would, you know, those are legit things that people try and hack. Yeah. So highly recommend those VPNs. All right. I'm still waiting for this race to fill up. I'm trying to find a sweet spot where we could either breed live on air or, well, I guess now it's in a race, so I can't breed her, but I will definitely be breeding her as soon as she gets done, hoping this race fills up before we get out of here.
So
we're going to have a little live sweat on the air.
Oh yeah. We got a little music coming in. We're making things hot. But see, I'm going to show you now this browser extension that I've been using on Zed that Dan Chan, friend of the show and our first guest that we actually had. So this is my stable, Red Rock Racing. Like, it's like my tourney, like racing stable and stuff. Yeah, you better believe I got a horse named Juice on the Loose. And he's actually pretty good. But, okay, let's get into the events. I should have. Bam. So I have his browser extension set up. So check this out. I'm going to go to just because I have
a lot. Oh, wow.
Dude, Dude, so I have a lot of horses right here at class like four, let's say. So these are all my class four horses. Bam, it's going to load them real quick. And it's color-coded based on which ones have the best record. Like, this is all kind of based on the record. Now, I go through here, and let's just take a look at 1200, where I know Ambition for Cat. I go and look at the horses I have, and it'll kind of tell me.
It'll recommend which horses you should race.
At
what distances and so it's just basically like almost a matchmaking site for horses and their particular races, trying to match up their speed, distance, preference, correct?
Yep. And so when you see horses in the races already and you see like this little green box around it, that's one of this hit or he's kind of like figured out this is one of the three horses based on speed and like results, all kinds of other stuff, distance preference, where he's kind of calculated all that stuff beyond what just the flames are showing us. He's showing us that as one of the horses most likely to win. So three horses will get those green boxes. But as you can see, I have a couple horses that are good, like decent at this preference kind of thing. And then that yellow is not that bad or whatever, you know, but it's like, it's not great. But yeah, you can use this to like match up where you want to be, but you can also use it to match up for tanking.
Oh yeah. So I didn't think about that. Yeah. Obviously you can use it for good or you can use it for evil in that you're going specifically against what it's recommending as far as winning. Yeah. And then so ultimately tanking, you're just trying to get to the lower class so then you can win, but it's that fine balance because then obviously when you win a bunch, then you're going to be going up a class. Right. So it's just kind of
So you want to find that line you're comfortable straddling, where even if you get like, I have some horses where I like to straddle like 3 and 4 and some where I like to straddle 5 and 4. Now I have a couple that are straddling 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. And those can be real pain in the ass because I consider them like left leaning horses, right? They keep leaning into that winner's column.
Libs.
And then, yeah, damn libtards, dude. But it's like, they keep leaning themselves into wins or even worse, fourth place. Because fourth place gives you no stats, but it gives you points to move up in class. That's what they call the pity point. And so, like, you could just, if you just get a horse where it just gets stuck finishing, like, fourth and fifth, where it'll keep moving up in class, and you can't really downclass it down. And that's what I have with my Z4 Nakamoto right now, where, dude, that horse would be a monster in class 3 if I can get it down there. Like,
yeah.
But I keep, dude, even at tank distances, he'll just randomly finish second. And I'll be like, dear God, you just had like 3 ninths, a 10th, and a 12th, like an 11th all in a row. I thought I was getting the hang of it with you. Now you have to go fucking turn a second on me here. You motherfucker. I get so mad when he wins sometimes, dude. It's really funny. But yeah, so this is some of the tools I've been using. And these are all free, dude. So.
Love it.
Yeah, man. Like, but dude, one thing I want to talk to everybody about, you know, that we've all done the other ads and stuff is, dude, we got a promotion going on over here, Sean, as you know. Well, we got a couple horses, unnamed, unraced horses, Sean. Like, dude, from a couple very good breeders that we could be walking into ourselves to some serious, serious gold here that we could be giving away on the show. And, you know, all they got to do to get this free horse, dude, is just go over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating, leave a little review, and their names are going to go into Marvel races that we're going to be doing in sometime next month in July, or the next few weeks here, and we will be giving away horses, dude. So and our very own Wolf of Oaklawn will be calling those Marvel races. So that's going to be
that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, maybe we should do that for a Twitch stream. You know, maybe like that. That's the ticket for that. Maybe we'll figure that out off the air. But yeah, dude, like. I'm really stoked to do something like that. And also, I want to update everybody and let everybody know how hard I've been working on trying to make a live event kickoff classic NFL week 1.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like it.
Okay, we need to make that happen, like that Saturday night before. So what are we going to do that night anyway? Just get hammered the night before NFL. Might as well get hammered in a situation where we're racing some Zed horses for some cold, hard Ethereum, wrapped Ethereum.
not cash, but cold hard Ethereum. I like it.
Yeah,
on a cold storage device, ideally.
Ideally, yeah. But no, so like, here's, dude. I wanted to kind of lay out my idea for, because dude, we both produced enough live comedy shows. You got one that you're doing Tuesday nights with a friend of the show, Colby Dant, and at the Oracle Tavern in the Chinatown downtown area of Los Angeles. So you're ever in LA on a Tuesday night, definitely go check that out. But so I'm thinking of like, because I've gone to I've gone to three live Zed events now. So I kind of got an idea of how they run them, and they're a lot of fun. And don't get me wrong, the guys that put those on, it was a blast. They were very welcoming, and they made it an inclusive space. I got to give them a lot of credit. But see, I'm thinking of this as more of a live show producer. And it's like, dude, I say what we do for this is like, I normally would book like six comics on a show. I always think that's like a fair number, right? You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if we book six races like it's a lineup card? Well, we really treat it almost more like a fight card.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, and so like I know some of these big time stables now. I know the guys from Two Moolahs and Their Money Racing. I know GVG Genetics. I know Dan Chan, of course, MJ. Like I know enough of these guys. Arbitrage even follows the show and stuff. So it's like, and I'm definitely reaching out to them to be on the show pretty soon. But so what I'm thinking is we get like some of these heavyweights. And we do our own kickoff classic Triple Crown series, right? So we get 12 guys, 12 of the top dudes that we can get in the game to each get a horse, put a horse together for this. And maybe we make it like they have to breed something over a Z10 or something, like something kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
But then we run three races like consecutively where we would do like a 1400 one, like a 2000 one, and like a 26 or like 12, 18, 24, however. But it's like kind of like how the Kentucky Derby, Belmont, Preakness are at different distances, and we find who's the best overall horse. And we have like a scoring system. We make like a little trophy or championship belt we hand out to the winner of it.
I like it. I also like the idea of just getting really drunk and running the horses and seeing what happens.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too. But I do think we should, you know, because like I do have a guy that will build us the custom race like pools. So like we can make. Because like I've now had like four or five coworkers and their friends that have gone to events with me and won free horses, so we could technically like have a race of just all of them and like listeners, and then we could have one of just like you, me, like my horse, some of my horses, yours is fucking the wolf, Malcolm, like we can do one with all our, you know, any SGP employee horse, like we can do all of those, because I know friend of the show and a writer for the Sports Gambling Podcast website. You can find all our great content, articles, picks, everything. But Blake Myers, like, dude, he's been fucking hitting me up. Like, he's been building his stable out, picking some winners. Dude, he had a horse that won a Griffin race recently. That's that first race that with the $40 prize pool. He bred a horse that fucking won that thing right out the gate. So it's like, ooh, you might have something going there. But see, at that point, you've already made the money with them out the gate. Tank them the rest of those discoveries.
Yeah, because you're going to end up in like a crazy high class if you don't.
If you don't, exactly. Yeah, so like that's kind of like the it's kind of a little how the sausage is made, you know. But like, so no, I think there's some cool ways that we can do like, that's what I was thinking, like three big races that we could like show what like the big shots going head to head. And then like three races of like us and whoever fucking wants to. And then even like we could do smaller races, like little undercards, like even like leading up to it. Like there's a whole thing we can do with it. So, but I'm putting the work.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause that
week, putting in the hours, grinding out some Zed stuff.
Well, like, dude, like what was it last year for week one NFL? You, me, and Colby almost got struck by lightning.
So, oh my God. Yeah. Completely fried up. That was insane.
Like it literally like a bolt of lightning came down like 20, 30 yards in front of us as we're trying to navigate through a fucking monsoon, like running from where were we going from, like the Venetian to the Palazzo or Palazzo to the Venetian, whatever it was. Like it was, we're just going like next door and it was, oh my God, it was a nightmare. It was so funny.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, buddy. All right. So, but just want to recap real quick. If you are looking for value on the market, I suggest distance preference and trying to find that base ability score. Because if you're going to be breeding, you might be able to hit that variance lottery. And once you get those distance preferences dialed in, you can figure out where you lose. Hey, we're not all going to have class one winners, but we can have class six winners. And I'm, hey, and if it's the same, like if I could put $5,
prize pool, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, bro. If I could put $5 in and get $30 back, do you think I care what fucking class I do it in?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's how we do the D-gens only over here. But yeah, I think it's a good point to wrap it up. Sean, anything you want to plug on the way out here? Got any promos?
Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah,
Zed Run Gambling Podcast, and yeah, we're gonna be doing a bunch of fantasy football, best ball stuff over on the main feed, and just fantasy stuff in general. Just dropped our USFL playoffs picks podcast. So again, and we have just an insane amount of shows and blogs up over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
I mean, you got the Canadian football show, you got the Ultimate Frisbee show. I mean, we're really getting into it, dude. Honestly, I should get in with Billy and Malcolm and try and get a cricket show going, because I've kind of been getting into cricket lately, dude. It's pretty cool. But yeah, you can follow us at Zed Podcast on Twitter or at Zed Run Gambling Podcast on Instagram. You can always send us a DM, any questions, anything. And also, dude, our Slack channel over on the Sports Gambling Podcast, like there's a link for that in the show description. Dude, that's a pretty active channel. And we have a lot of good like tips and like people posting what's working for them in there. And like, we try and be a supportive community. That's one thing I love about Zed, is like everybody's out here to help each other. And I'm down to help as many new people get going as possible. So you can also follow me at Scott_Bowser. But make sure you leave that 5-star review and rating so you can be entered to win a free horse. And so, yeah, thank you so much, everybody. And I'll see you next week, where the Wolf will be back. And we will be prowling some class 5, class 6 paid races, hopefully. All right, see y'all next week.